And we say good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mark Greer Field for week number one of Vandals football, presented by Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Hosick Motors, and Vando Mayor Rick Gottman and the city of Vandalia. Tonight, for the fourth straight year, the Vandalia Vandals will kick off week one against the Pana Panthers. My name is Isaac Isringhausen, and excited to bring you this contest here between two of the best teams in the South Central Conference from the last 5 to 6 years. When you look at the end of the year South Central Conference standings, these are two teams that are usually at or near the top of the South Central Conference. They're all usually playoff contenders. Both teams made the playoffs last year. The Vandals finished the season at 7-4, and the Panthers finished the season at 6-4. So both teams looking to get off to a hot start later tonight. Both teams have taken the field, and we are almost set for kickoff here tonight from Mark Greer Field. A hot evening for football. The weather so far looks like it will hold up. The skies are a little gray, so let's hope that that continues to happen as the Vandals won the kickoff and deferred. So we will see the Pana Panthers offense for the first time this season as the Vandals have broken their huddle. And we are just about set to get the 2024 football season underway. The Panthers on the field for their huddle. Panthers offense will be led by their quarterback, Wyatt Kyle, as well as fullback Isaiah Harbor and receivers Tyler Wrench, Hayden Blackwell, and Brandon Carlson. As the Panthers have taken the field, and we are set, or just about set, excuse me, to kick off for the season. Vandals getting some last-minute instructions from the coach, Marcus Zimmerman. As for the Panthers, looks like it will be the wide receiver, couple wide receivers out there for the Panthers. Braden Carlson is out there, as is Cash Lynch. So Cash Lynch and Carlson set to kick for, or set to return the kick for the Panthers. It will be Jacob Johnson set to kick off. So Jacob Johnson has the ball on the tee. And here we go. We are set for kickoff 2024. The kick is up, it is away, and it is going to be fielded by Cash Lynch. Lynch fields it, gets it to the 25, and he's wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. Out about the 26, maybe 27. And Wyatt Kyle and the Panthers offense set to take the field for the first time in 2024. 6 seconds ran off the clock as the Panthers will be moving from right to left to start the quarter. Two receivers on each side for Wyatt Kyle. Isaiah Harbor in the backfield. Kyle looking to the sideline for the signal. Man in motion, that is Carlson. And it's a give to Carlson on the jet sweep. Carlson is not going to go far as he's going to be wrapped up and swarmed by Jacob Johnson and Jay Keck for no gain, making it second down and 10 on the 26. A loss of five as it gives us to Harbor. Harbor trying to go to his right side, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals for a small gain, making it third down and long for the Panthers. Isaiah Harbor just got a gain of two on that one, as the Vandals so far early on have swarmed to the ball. Kyle claps his hands. He's back to throw for the first time. Gets the pass away, and it's going to be dropped by Hayden Blackwell. Excuse me, that was dropped by Braden Carlson. My apologies. Making it fourth down and long, so it looks like the Panthers will be punting to start their drive. Fourth down and 13 on the 24. Back to return the punt for the Vandals. It is going to be Connor DePue. and I believe that is Jordan Colburn. So why, Kyle? Fields the punt, gets it away, and is going to be fielded by DePue. He's going to let it bounce in front of the 50, and I believe he's just going to let it roll out of bounds just shy of the 40. So the Vandals will take the ball. First down and 10 for the Vandals, and we will see the Vandals offense for the first time tonight. They're going to be led out by their quarterback, Quentin Stumball, to start out this contest. Ball on the 41 for the Vandals. Vandals will be moving from left to right. So Quentin Stumball comes out in a pistol formation. Three receivers on his right, one to the left. The lone man on the left is Connor DePue, Jacob Johnson, Wade Brandon, and Ian Whitehead to his right. Jake Heck, the man in the backfield. 20 seconds left on the play clock. Stumball gives it. No, he's going to keep it himself. He's going to fight ahead shy of the 50, and there's going to be a flag on the play as Stumball was pushed after he fell down. And I believe that penalty is going to go on Tyler Wrench. So the Vandals will get a first down after the flag on the play. Personal foul on Tyler Wrench, and the Vandals will get a first down for the first time this season. So they are across midfield, ball on the 38. First down and 10 on the 38. Stumball gets the play from the sideline. Sets up the offense for the Vandals. Shotgun look for the Vandals. Stumball takes a snap, and he gives it to Jay Keck. Keck gets across the 40. Keck lays his shoulder across the 35, and he's pushed out of bounds after a good gain for Jay Keck, making it second down and 7 on the 32. Vandals trying to set up quickly. Empty backfield for the Vandals. Connor DePue, the lone man on the right. Four receivers to the left of Stumball. Stumball takes a snap. He's back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to take it and run, and he's going to be sacked. Oh, brought down, excuse me. He's got to cross the line of scrimmage. Setting up third down, and I believe 6 for the Vandals. Loss of 1, excuse me. So third down and 7 for Stumball. Third and 7 on the 35. 9:19 left to go in the quarter. Jacob Johnson, the lone man on the right for Stumball. DePue, Brandon, and Whitehead to his left. Stumball rolls out to his left, looking to get the pass away to DePue, and DePue can't make the catch as he was able to try to haul it in, but Cash Lynch broke the play up, setting up fourth down and 7 for the Vandals on the 35. Fourth down and 7 for the Vandals. Looks like they're going to go for it here. Kind of in no man's land. As Stumball looks to the sideline. Trips to the left of Stumball. He's back to throw. Looking downfield, and it's going to be incomplete. Turnover on down. There's a flag. There's a flag on the play. I believe it's going to be pass interference, and that's if it is, that's going to set up the Vandals for first and goal. He was looking for Connor DePue. There was contact on the play. And I believe it's going to be pass interference on the Panthers. So pass interference on the Panthers. We'll give the Vandals first down. Giving the Vandals first and goal Excuse me, first and 10 from the 19. First down and 10 from the 19 for the Vandals. Stallmar goes shotgun formation. Looking to the sideline for the play. First down and 19. Play clock at 16. Stallmar keeps it on the quarterback keeper, and he's going to be wrapped up by Isaiah Harbor behind the line of scrimmage. As Isaiah Harbor is not fooled on the read option, as it's going to be a loss of 2, making it second down and 12 from the 21. Second down and 12 from the 21. 8:32 left to go in the first quarter. Two receivers on each side for Stallmar. Wade Brannon and Jacob Johnson on the right. Ian Whitehead and Connor DePue to the left. Jake Keck still in the backfield. Pistol formation. Stallmar back to throw. Sets up a screen for Connor DePue. DePue makes a catch, gets across the 15. But wrapped up by a swarm of Panthers, making it third down and 7. Third down and 7 from the 16. As Andrew Casey comes into the ballgame now. So I believe Andrew Casey is lined up as the quarterback. Coach Clay said he plans on using both Stallmar and Casey as packages for both of them. Third down and 7 from the 16, play clock at 10. Casey gives it to Stallmar on a jet sweep, but there's going to be a whistle and a flag in the backfield. I believe it's going to be a false start on the Vandals. So that's going to push the Vandals back 5 yards, making it third down and 12 from the 21. Third down and 12 from the 21. Play clock at 19. Casey still in at the quarterback. Casey raises his right leg, and it's a give to Stallmar on a jet sweep. Stallmar trying to find room. He gets across to the 20, and he's going to be wrapped up by Isaiah Harbor for a fourth down. So fourth down, and I believe 10 for the Vandals. It was a short gain, if any. Couldn't tell if he was wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage or not. I believe they're going to say he didn't gain anything, so it's going to be fourth down and 12 from the 21. Fourth and 12 from the 21. Stallmar back in at quarterback. Vandals with a late substitution. Play clock at 8. Stallmar is back to throw. He's looking, steps up in the pocket. He's going to take off and run. Stallmar gets across the midfield. He's at the 10, and he is pushed out of bounds after a gain of a first down for the Vandals. A nice scramble there by Quentin Stallmar to set up first down and 10 for the Vandals around the 10-yard line. Ball on the 9 as the Vandals, I think they're going to say they stopped them. It was hard to tell to see if the Vandals got the first down or not, and the referees are going to say he was pushed out of bounds before he could get the line to gain. So the Panthers will take over first and 10 from the 9. So why, Kyle? Back in at quarterback for the Panthers. Two receivers to each side. Kyle goes play action. Sets up screen. He's got a man. He gets a nice gain out to the 15, past the 15, to, I believe, that was Braden Carlson. Back of throw is set as a give to Harbor on a draw play, and Harbor is wrapped up swarm, making it third down and short for the Panthers. Third down and 1 on the 18 for the Panthers. Third down and one on the 18. Wyatt Kyle sets up the offense for the Panthers. And there's going to be a whistle and I believe a timeout. So a timeout called by the Panthers. A reminder that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page, or you can call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. They're also brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. So 4:50 left to go in this first quarter. Third down and one for the Panthers on the Panther 18. Vandals were able to get a three and out on the first series for the Panthers. Vandals got a couple of first downs off some penalties, but the Panthers were able to stop them on a scramble from Stoneball just shy of the first down. So the Panthers' huddle has broken. Looks like they're trying to set up a short run for Harbor on third and one. Rolling out is Kyle. He's going to keep that himself, and he's got a first down and one across the 20, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds past the 25, as that was number 12 for the Panthers. Number 12, Parker Moore on the carry for a first down for the Panthers, their first down of the season. No score with 4:35 left to go. Kyle back to throw. He gets a pass away and is caught for a first down and Moore as he breaks a few tackles. He's got across the 40. He is pushed out of bounds around the 30. The nice catch and run there for the Panthers, I believe, Cash Lynch, giving the Panthers first down and 10 from the 29. First down and 10 for the Panthers. Panthers are deep in Vandal territory, 4:20 left to go in the first quarter. Man in motion for the Panthers. Kyle gives it to Harbor. Harbor looking to run, and he's got a nice gain. About a gain of six, maybe seven on the play. Bringing up second down and short for the Panthers. Make that a gain of five. So second down and five for the Panthers. Two receivers on each side for Kyle. Kyle on a quarterback keeper. He has nowhere to go as he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals for a short gain, if at all, making it third down and I believe five. Gain of one, my apologies. So third down and four for the Panthers on the Vandals, 25. Third down and four from the 25. Play clock at 12 for the Panthers. Man in motion for the Panthers. Back to throw is Kyle. He's got a man open. He is caught for the touchdown, Panthers. Touchdown, Panthers. That is, I believe, Braden Carlson. No, that was Cash Lynch on the touchdown. Wyatt Kyle completes the pass from Cash Lynch. For the quick 6-0 lead for the Panthers. So coming in is Sam Sims looking to add the extra point for the Panthers. Sends in to add the extra point. The snap is down. Kick is up, and it is good. So the Panthers take a quick 7-0 lead with 3 minutes exactly left to go in the first quarter. A reminder that this is Vandals Football is brought to you by Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, also by Hosick Motors in Vandalia, and Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the city of Vandalia, as the Vandals trail 7-0 after a 25-yard touchdown pass from Wyatt Kyle to Cash Lynch, and the Panthers lead it quickly 7-0. So 7-0 our score as the Panthers are set to kick off to the Vandals. Vandals will have Quentin Stombaugh, Connor DePew, and Jordan Coburn set to return this kick. It is a high kick. Vandals are going to let it drop, and it's going to be fielded by Coburn. Coburn's trying to find room to run, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down just shy of, I believe, the 20. And the Vandals will take over first down and 10 from, I believe, their 13-yard line. So the Vandals will have it on their 13. First down and 10 from the 18, my apologies. First and 10 from the 18. So Stombaugh takes over at the 18 for the Vandals. Three receivers on his right, one to his left. Jake Heck still in the backfield. Play clock at 15. Stombaugh claps his hands, gives it to Jake Heck. Heck tries to find a hole, but he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Panthers for a short gain. Gain of one on the play, setting up second down and 9 for the Vandals on the 19. Second and 9 for the Vandals on the 19. 2:31 left to play here in the first quarter. Stombaugh has his play clock he wants. Shotgun look for the Vandals. Play clock at 5. Stombaugh's going to keep it on a quarterback keeper, and he's going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage by a swarm of Panthers, making it third down and 10, a loss of one, making it third down and 10 from the 18. Third down and 10 from the 18 for the Vandals. Vandals looking to Coach Clay for the play call. Minute 39 left to go here in the first quarter. Play clock at 11. Pistol look for the Vandals on third and 10. Stombaugh rolls to his right, and he's going to keep it himself. Nope, he's going to try to dump it off, and he's going to throw it out of bounds, setting up fourth down and 10 from the 18. Looks like some miscommunication there for the Vandals. And they're going to be out to punt for their first time tonight. So three and out go the Vandals on their second drive of the season. And Jacob Johnson coming out to punt for the Vandals. So third and 10 from the 18. Johnson gets the punt away, and it's going to be dropped in front of the Panthers, and they're going to let it roll past the 40, and I believe it's going to be downed at the 41. So first and 10 from the 41. Make that the 39, my apologies. So first and 10 from the 39. Panther offense out there once again. 1 minute, 14 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Panthers lead the Vandals 7-0 after a 25-yard touchdown pass from Wyatt Kyle to Cash Lynch. Shotgun look for the Panthers. It's a motion, and it's a give to the Panthers, and it's going to be wrapped up and dropped for a short gain. That was for the Panthers, Parker Moore on the carry, and he gets no gain on the play. Jacob Johnson wrapped him up quickly, making it second and 10 from the 39. 51 seconds left to go in the quarter. Play clock at 18. Shotgun look for the Panthers. Trips to the left as the play action passes away, and it's caught by the Panthers. I believe that's going to be Tyler Wrench on the catch, and I believe he's going to be wrapped up short of the first down with 25 seconds left to go. So Tyler Wrench made the catch, making the third down and one for the Panthers on their own 48. First and one on the 48, 10 seconds left in the first quarter. And I believe that is how this first quarter is going to come to an end, as the Panthers showing no sign of hurry. And they're just going to go ahead and send this to the first quarter. So 7-0, the Panthers lead the Vandals after quarter number one. We'll go ahead and take a break. You are listening to Vandals Football on 107.1 FM WKRV, presented by available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
You make a lot of decisions when you change jobs. In the excitement, it's easy to forget an important one: what to do about the money in your 401k. You typically have four choices: take the money, leave it where it is, roll the money to your new 401k, or roll it to an IRA. Your decision can have a big impact, so make sure it's an informed one. Country Financial can help. You've taken control of your career, now take control of your retirement. Call Country Financial representatives Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring at 618-283-1054 today to get started. Securities products offered through Country Capital Management Company. Investment management, retirement, trust, planning services provided by Country Trust Bank. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and subject to investment risk, including possible loss of principal. FINRA and SIPC.
Got 10 minutes? Online account opening is now available. Open your new Midland Consumer Checking, Savings, Money Market, or Certificate of Deposit account completely online and get our full suite of digital services. Online account opening is fast, simple, and convenient. See for yourself at MidlandSB.com/openonline. Midland States Bank. Banking built better. Member FDIC.
From the 48, Panthers will go for it on fourth down. Harbor, the man in the backfield, they set up a strong pistol, and they give it to Harbor. Harbor is going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. He's going backwards. No gain, and he kept the legs churning, I believe. A couple of Panthers are motioning for a first down, but I'm not sure if he got there. And they're going to say he got the first down. Nice run there by Isaiah Harbor, as he was wrapped up by two or three Vandals right away, but he kept the legs churning, and he was able to get just enough for the gain of first down. So first down and 10 from the Panther 49, or the Vandal 49, excuse me. As they go shotgun look for the Panthers, play action. Gets a quick pass away to Moore, and Moore is going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals behind the line of scrimmage, so he's going backwards. Loss of, I believe, one on the play. Loss of two, my apologies. So it's second down and 12 from the Panther 47. Parker Moore with a two-yard loss. Second up, second and 13. Kyle's going long once again. He's got a man. It is caught. Great defense played by Ian Whitehead, but a nice catch was made by the Panthers' Hayden Blackwell, and he's deep in Vandal territory, making it first down and 10 from the 24. First down and 10 from the 24. 10:51 left to go here in the quarter. Panthers moving from left to right. Harbor, the man in the backfield, they set up a give to Blackwell. Braden Carlson has a short game before being wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. So Braden Carlson gets the carry, but just a gain of one on the play, second down and nine from the 23. Second down and nine from the 23. Ball on the Vandals, 23. Panthers threatening to strike for the second time tonight. Wyatt Kyle sets up the offense, and we're going to have a whistle and I believe a timeout. A whistle and a timeout taken by the Panthers, as we want to remind you that timeouts are being brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page, or you can call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Timeouts are also being brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. If you're just joining us, the Vandals trail 7-0 to the Panda Panthers. Panda got their scoring off of a 25-yard touchdown pass from Wyatt Kyle to Cash Lynch from 25 yards out at the 3-minute mark. The Vandals were stopped on a fourth and long on their first drive, and then went three and out on their second. So second down and nine for the Panthers as they break their huddle. Two receivers to the left of Kyle, one to the right, Harbor in the backfield. They send a man in motion. That is Carlson. It's the get to Carlson on jet sweep. Carlson trying to cut inside, and he does. He's across the 20, across the 15, 10, 5, and he's in. Touchdown for the Panthers. Touchdown for Carlson. Brandon Carlson got the carry on a jet sweep, cut inside, and he was not touched on his way to a 23-yard touchdown run. As Sam Sims is out there to add on the extra point. So 13-0 pending the extra point from Sam Sims. Cash Lynch to hold. Snap is down. The kick is blocked by the Vandals. That was Jordan Colburn coming away with the block. So the score will remain 13-0. So 13-0, the Vandals trail the Panda Panthers with 9:56 left to go in the half. As the Panthers looking to kick off to the Vandals. 13-0, the Vandals trail with 9:56 left to go in half number one. So the Vandals have broken their huddle as it'll be Stombaugh, Colburn, and DePue set to return the kick for the Vandals. As that is going to be Parker Moore set to kick for the Panthers. Moore gets the kick away. It's a high arcing kick. And the Panthers are going to are going to wisely let it bounce out of bounds. And that's going to be a penalty flag on the Panthers. So the Vandals will have the ball in great field position for their third drive of the night. That kick went out of bounds from Parker Moore, making it first down and 10 from their own 35. First and 10 from the 35. Quentin Stombaugh trying to get something going for the Vandals. First and 10 from the 35. Vandals moving from right to left. DePue to his left. Jay Keck, and I believe that is Jacob Johnson in the backfield for Stombaugh. A give to Keck, but there's going to be a whistle and a penalty flag. I believe that's going to be false start on the Vandals, and it is. So false start on the Vandals. setting up a first and 15 from the 30. First down and 15 from the 30 for the Vandals. Two men in the backfield for Stoneball. That is Jay Keck and Jacob Johnson. Wade Brandon and Ian Whitehead to his right. Connor DePue to his left. To give to Jay Keck. Keck trying to find room, and he does. He's got a good game. He's across the 40. Still going, and he's down just shy of the 45. Nice run there by Jay Keck to set up a second down and one for the Vandals. Second down and one for the Vandals on their 44-yard line. Two men in the backfield for Stoneball. DePue, the lone receiver, to his left. Brandon and Whitehead to the right. It's a give to Jacob Johnson. Jacob Johnson lowers his shoulder, and he turns his legs just enough to get the first down just past the 45-yard line, making it first down and 10 from the 46. First and 10 from the 46-yard line. As the Vandals looking to get on the scoreboard for the first time this evening. Play clock at 15. 8:55 left to go in the second quarter. Two men in the backfield for Stoneball. Stoneball gives it to Jay Keck. Nope, he goes, going to keep it himself, and he's wrapped up about the 47, maybe 48. So a gain of 2 for Quentin Stoneball on the quarterback keeper. Make that a gain of 3 as he is going to set up a second down and 7 for the Vandals on the 49-yard line. Second down and 7 for the Vandals on the 49.
One.
8:16 left to go here in the second quarter. Play clock at 11. Stoneball gets the play in from Vandals coach Jason Clay. He sets up the offense. Second down and 7 from the 49. Stoneball gives it to Jacob Johnson, and Jacob Johnson looking for a room to run, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Panthers, and he's going to be brought down for a huge loss, making it third down and 8 from the 48. Jacob Johnson was looking for daylight, but the Panther defense swarmed him, not giving him anywhere to go. Third down and 8 from the 48. Jay Keck, the lone man in the backfield, two receivers on each side for a Stoneball. Play clock at 5. Man in motion, that is Whitehead. Play action for the Vandals. Stoneball has all sorts of time to throw. He's going to step up to the pocket. He's going to keep it himself. He's got a first down. He's across midfield, and he's wrapped up just across the 40 for a nice first down run for Quentin Stoneball. Giving the Vandals first down and 10. Stoneball had all sorts of time to throw, then was immediately rushed by a couple of Panthers. Found some daylight, and he was able to scamper for a first down to the 39. Andrew Casey now in at quarterback. Stoneball and DePue. And Colburn to his left. Jacob Johnson to his right. Jay Keck in the backfield. Pistol formation for the Vandals. Casey back to throw. He's looking. He's got a man. It's Jordan Colburn. He makes the catch. He's inside the 10. He's down to the 5. First down for the Vandals. Andrew Casey found Jordan Colburn wide open. And the Vandals are threatening to score midway through the second quarter. First down and goal from the 5. First down and goal from the 5. Ball on the 5-yard line. We're going to have a whistle and a timeout. A timeout taken by the Panthers. Their third and final timeout of the half. As we remind you, the timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. You can check out their information on their Facebook page, or you can call them at 618 699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. They're also being brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. First down and goal from the 5-yard line for the Vandals, as they are threatening to score for the first time tonight. Andrew Casey was able to find Jordan Colburn, and Jordan Colburn ran for a long way, all the way down to the 5, as the Vandals looking to get back in this ball game. First down and goal from the 5. 6:13 left to go in the quarter. Quentin Stonebaugh back in the quarterback. Vandals set up in a power formation. Stonebaugh takes the snap. He's going to run to his left. He's across the goal line, and he's going to be in. Touchdown, Vandals, Quentin Stonebaugh. From 5 yards out, Quentin Stonebaugh gets the Vandals on the board. It is 13-6, pending the extra point. Reminder that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn at the Dragon and fix a lot for great deals and great service at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. As Isaac Sagan out there to add the extra point. As Quentin Stonebaugh was able to rush it in from 5 yards out to get the Vandals on the board. The snap is down, kick is up, it is good, as the extra point from Sagan, and the Vandals now trail 13-6. 13-6, the Vandals trail with 6:08 left to go in the quarter. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Quality work at a reasonable price. That's exactly what you'll get with Newsom's Pressure Washing. Newsom's Pressure Washing offers pressure and soft washing for roofs, siding, gutters, decks, and more. They do residential and commercial work, and they are fully insured. And Newsom's Pressure Washing offers free estimates. So for quality work at a reasonable price, call Newsom's Pressure Washing at 618-694-2638. 618-694-2638. Newsom's Pressure Washing.
Did you know 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? If this is you, we want to help. At LLCU, over 60 certified financial counselors are ready to help you create a budget, pay down debt, start saving, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. There is no charge or obligation to speak with a financial counselor because credit unions believe in people helping people. It's why we exist. Call or visit LLCU.org to begin your journey to financial freedom. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Bit and it is Cash Lynch set to take the kick. Lynch is wrapped up just shy of the 40, and that is where the Panthers will take over first down and 10 from, I believe, they're going to mark him at the 40. So first down and 10 from the 40, excuse me, the 38. First and 10 for the Panthers from their own 38. 6:02 left to go in the second quarter. The give is to Isaiah Harbor. Harbor is across the 40. He's still going, and he's going to be wrapped up in a lot of contact after the whistle, as Isaiah Harbor is wrapped up after a gain of 4 on the play, making it second down and 6 from the 42. Second down and 6 from the 42. 5:32 left to go here in the first half. Man in motion for the Panthers. It is a give to Sims. Nope, it's going to be a keeper from Kyle, and Kyle is going to be wrapped up as he gets across the 45. Making it third down. And I believe third down and 3 for the Panthers. Third down and two, for the Panthers. Third down and two. The give is to Sims. Sims is across the 40. He's across the 50, and he's across the other 40 now, and he's hit out of bounds as the ball came out, but he was out of bounds, making it first down and 10 for the Panthers as they are in Vandal territory. First down and 10 from the 37. 4:49 left to go in the half. First and 10 from the 37. Back to throw is Kyle. He's looking left. He's got a man in the end zone. It is caught inside the goal line. I believe that is Sims. Sam Sims made the catch, and he's got him deep in Vandal territory, down to the goal line, making it first and goal from the 9. First down and goal from the 9. As we're going to have a whistle, and I believe a timeout taken by the Vandals. So timeout taken by the Vandals, as we want to remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. You can check out more information on their Facebook page, or you can call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Iron Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. They're also being brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Rheem team dealer. Rheem, a new degree of comfort. So first down and goal from the 9. Panthers are threatening to score. 13-7, they trail by 6 with 4:36 left to go in the half. Panthers have gotten scores off a 25-yard touchdown pass from Wyatt Kyle to Cash Lynch from 25 yards out, and a 23-yard touchdown run from Braden Carlson. The Vandals would then answer at the 6:08 mark of the quarter off a 5-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stallball. But the Panthers are threatening to score here from their own 9. First and goal from the 9. 3 receivers to the right as the give is to Cash Lynch. Lynch looking to find room to run, and he's going to be wrapped up inside the 5 as Cash Lynch took the jet sweep and was able to get them to the 2-yard line. Second and goal from the 2. Second and goal from the 2. 4:09 left to go in the quarter. The give is to Harbor. Harbor lowers his shoulder. He's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. They're trying to push him out of the end zone, and I believe he has stopped just shy of the goal line. Harbor stopped just shy of the goal line, making it third and goal from the 1. Third and goal from the 1. Kyle barking out orders to his receivers. The quarterback keeps for Kyle. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down from behind by a swarm of Vandals. Corbin Myers got there. Excuse me, that was Caden Tidwell. My apologies. Caden Tidwell got there, wrapping him up, making it fourth and goal from the 3. Fourth down and goal from the 3. 3:07 left to go in the quarter. Two receivers on each side for Kyle. Harbor in the backfield. Play action. He gets a screen pass. When is it complete? Vandals broke up the fourth down play, and they take over first and 10 from their own 3-yard line. First down and 10 from, make that the 5-yard line now. First down and 10 from the 5 for the Vandals. They're deep in their own territory. Right now, got to be careful to get a clean snap, not take a safety in this situation. Two receivers on each side for Stonball. Keck in the backfield. It's a give to Jay Keck. Keck lowers his shoulder, has a nice gain, making it second down, and I believe seven for the Vandals. Make that a gain of two, my apologies. So second down and eight from their seven. Second down and eight from the seven. 2:28 left to go in the half. Vandals trying to score before halftime. Back to throw is Stonball. He's got a man in the backfield. That's Jay Keck. Jay Keck lowers his shoulder, but he's going to be wrapped up for a short gain, making it third down and long with 2:09 left to go in the half. Gain of one on the play. Clock continues to tick. Trips to the right of Stonball. Jay Keck in the backfield. Play clock at 17. Stonball rolls to his right. Gets it away, and it's caught by Jacob Johnson, but he's going to be short of the first down marker. As the clock continues to run, Vandals have not called the timeout yet. Panthers are out of timeout, making it third down, or fourth and three, excuse me, with a minute 23 left to go. Vandals looks like they're going to go for it here on fourth down, excuse me. Minute 14 left to go in the quarter. Vandals looking to the sideline for the play call. Play clock at five. And I believe they're just going to take the timeout with 56 seconds left exactly until halftime. Timeout called by the Vandals. As we remind you, the timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page, or you can call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Timeouts are also brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. 56 seconds left to go until halftime. Vandals trail the Panthers 13-7. It's fourth down and three from the 11-yard line. And it looks like the Vandals are going to try to go for it here on fourth down. Vandals were unsuccessful in their first fourth down attempt. Looking for more success here. No, it looks like they're just going to go ahead and punt it, actually. So Jacob Johnson set the punt with 56 seconds left. The kick is high, and it is fielded by the Panthers. He bobbles it. He bobbles it, but he's wrapped up by Ian Whitehead as for the Panthers, I believe that was D'Amico Wills, who attempted to field the punt, bobbled it for a second, but was able to pick it up before Whitehead could get there, making it first down and 10 from the 46 for the Panthers. 47.2 seconds left to go until halftime. The Panthers are out of timeout. Expect the Vandals to protect the sidelines. As Kyle is back to throw, he gets the pass away, and it's intercepted by the Vandals. Intercepted by Jay Keck at the 40-yard line. Jacob Johnson tipped it, and Jay Keck was able to catch it in the air. And the Vandals have a chance to score quickly before halftime. A nice heads-up play by Jay Keck. As the Vandals will have the ball on their own 50 with 42.1 seconds left. First down and 10 from the 50. Andrew Casey in there, quarterback. One receiver to his left, three to his right. Jay Keck in the backfield for Casey. Ball on the 50. Casey rolls to his right, gets a pass away, and it is over the head of Jacob Johnson, the intended receiver, making a second down and 10 with 37.2 seconds left. Second down and 10 for the Vandals with 50 seconds left to go until halftime. Two receivers on each side. Dombaugh and Depew to his left, Colburn and Jacob Johnson to his right. Casey back to throw. He sets up a quick screen pass for Depew. Depew's across midfield. He's across the 45. Make a move. He is across the 40, still on his feet, down to the 35, and he's pushed out of bounds with 26.7 seconds left to go until halftime. Connor Depew was shifty, avoided a couple of tackles, and was able to get the first down, down to about the 35-yard line. Call it first and 10 from the 34. First down and 10 from the 34. Casey back to throw. We're going to have a whistle and I believe a false start on the Vandals. I believe that is their third false start penalty of the night. Making it first down and 15 from the 39. First and 10, or excuse me, first and 15 from the 39. Casey remains at quarterback. 25.2 seconds left to go until halftime. Okay. Vandals trying to take the lead or tie it. Casey back to throw. He's looking. He's got a man open. That's Depew. Depew makes the catch. He's got across the 35 once again, and he's going to be wrapped up and a quick timeout for the Vandals with 15.7 seconds left. Connor Depew made the catch with 15 and was able to get across the 35 with 15.7 seconds left to go until half. Second down and six for the Vandals, as we want to remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. You can check out more information on their Facebook page, or you can call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that's Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. They're also brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. Second down and six from the 30. 15.7 seconds left. Vandals have got to go quickly, because I believe they are out of timeouts. So Vandals are out of timeouts. Andrew Casey remains at quarterback. Jacob Johnson to his right. Depew Stoneball to his left, check in the backfield, asks Casey back to throw. He's looking. He's trying to get it away. He dumps it off to Jacob Johnson across the 30, and he's out of bounds with 7.6 seconds left to go until halftime. 7.6 seconds left. Vandals have got to take a shot here. Third down and one for the Vandals on, I believe, just shy of the 25, on the 25-yard line. Third and one from the 25. 7.6 seconds left to go until halftime. Colburn, Stoneball, and Johnson to his right. Depew, the lone receiver, to the left. Jay Keck in the backfield. Play clock at 5 for the Vandals. Casey back to throw. Gets it away quickly to Depew. Depew has a catch for a first down, and he's out of bounds with 2.9 seconds left to go until halftime. And it looks like the Vandals are going to go for a field goal here to try to get some points on the board before halftime. It's going to be, I believe, a 35-yarder for Isaac Sagan. A 30-plus-yard field goal for Isaac Sagan with 2.9 seconds left to go until halftime. The snap is down, kick is up, and it is short as that is how we will end the first half here for the Vandals. So the Vandals trail the Painted Panthers 13-7.